I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational, but that just wouldn't be our style.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
SportstownChicago.com. Lombard. Part of the Be On Air Network and available on the TuneIn app.
Hell yeah.
Broadcast home for your Windy City Bulls and the Chicago Dogs. We're in a league of our own. Now, here's your SportstownChicago.com scoreboard update.
I'm Brandon with your SportstownChicago.com update powered by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com. Playoff football is back for Bears. Bears lost to Packers yesterday 35-16 despite being 5 of 6 on fourth down and having the ball for over 35 minutes, but they still managed to sneak into the postseason as 7th seed in the NFC after Rams defeated the Cardinals. Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky knows that his team must shake off this loss and focus on their upcoming playoff game.
We're in the playoffs, that's really all that matters. We're 1-0-0. We got a good opportunity this week, and we're grateful for that opportunity. So we got to put this one aside. We got to look at it and learn from it, and then put it aside and come ready to roll next week. So we got a great opportunity.
Bears will play Saints in New Orleans on Sunday. Elsewhere, Browns are in the playoffs for the first time since 2002, snapping the longest playoff drought in the NFL, and Titans running back Derrick Henry became the 8th player to finish a season with over 2,000 rushing yards. It is Black Monday in the NFL, and firings have begun. Jets fired head coach Adam Gase yesterday, and today Jaguars fired head coach Doug Marrone, and Chargers fired head coach Anthony Lynn. They joined 3 other head coaches that didn't make it through the season before being fired. And a couple of free agent signings by Chicago teams yesterday. Cubs signed lefty reliever Adam Morgan to a minor league deal, and Blackhawks re-signed center Dylan Strome to a 2-year deal. And this has been your SportstownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com. Welcome to Blow the Whistle here on SportstownChicago.com. I'm Brandon Januska, and I'm here along with
David Dykstra
and Tyler Buterbach.
And we have a great show in store for you today. But first, Happy New Year, everyone. We hope you had a safe and enjoyable holiday season, and hope you're ready to enjoy our first show of 2021. Before we get into it, though, Tyler, can you let everyone know where we can be found on social media?
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at BlowTWhistle1. That is BlowTWhistle1. Give us a follow.
And it has been a full week since our last show, and we have a lot to cover, so let's get right into it.
Give it to Montgomery, who looks like he gets there, waiting for a signal. Touchdown, Chicago. O'Donnell to punt it away. Good kick. Austin back to the 10. Has a little seam. And lost the football, and it's loose. It looks like the Bears have it. Did they hold on? They've got it. On 3rd and 3, the give is to Montgomery. He gets stuffed. Nowhere to go as Kenny Clark was there. And Santos drills it through to throw. Looks and looks and looks and gets hit and throwed. And that is all nearly intercepted, and it should have been picked off. Looks to get it to Jones in the flat, and that was nearly intercepted. Almost a terrific play by Mingo. Trubisky loads up and intercepted by Amos.
That was Kevin Burkhart with those Bears highlights, and that pretty much sums up how the game went. It really was a game full of missed opportunities for the Chicago Bears.
In a nutshell, started off so promising and just went downhill so rapidly.
That rejoin was just so accurate of how I felt throughout this entire game.
Exactly. But the Bears are in the playoffs. Before we get into their matchup with the Saints, though, let's talk a little bit about yesterday's game against the Packers. There were some things that I liked. I thought the offensive game plan worked out well. They had the ball for over 35 minutes, and that's how you have to beat this Green Bay team. You have to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. They just couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, first possession that they had, that first drive was really impressive. Like, this wasn't like the offense we usually see where, like, we get let down. They go three and out, and then we punt, and then Green Bay scores. So it was nice to see that they kept the ball, and they were maintaining the offense throughout down the whole field. And that was a weird, interesting start to the game with Cordell Patterson getting the ball out of bounds, and then Green Bay challenged it before the game even started. That was good to see. I really liked seeing that. And then they had a few other good offensive possessions as well.
I mean, you had a couple NFL records happen yesterday and a couple Bears records. It was really cool that fastest challenge flag ever in NFL history happened. And then Santos with the consecutive field goals. Very impressive. One of the bright spots in the Bears. So
bright spot that no one's even talking about. That. He's being overlooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then you had not to bring up bad taste in everybody's mouth, but Davante Adams breaking Shannon Sharpe's record as well was pretty impressive, because Shannon hasn't been playing for a minute or two. So for that record to go down is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, we saw a lot go on in that game, but we talked about how the Bears had a good offensive game plan. So what did go wrong? Are the Bears just that overpowered by this Green Bay team, or was there something that they could have done to change the outcome of this game, or are the Green Bay Packers just that good?
I think the toughest thing was just the fact that we didn't have Jalen Johnson and Buster Skrin. So that was a big hurt in our defense. But again, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's just kind of hard. Because the thing is, the first half, they were able to contain Aaron Rodgers pretty well, even though he had three touchdowns. But, I mean, it was just at that second half, it was just the defense was just falling apart. But I think the Bears defense, if we had our healthy defense, we would have been able to hold it a lot better. But it was just the fact that our DBs were hurt that just kind of – that really took a toll.
And Rodgers was keying on those replacements the whole night. And then I'm still a little weary about how Trevathan ends up being the one guarding a wide receiver on that play that went deep for a touchdown. That to me is ridiculous and should never ever happen, or at least you should have over the top help with it.
Yeah, that was just bad communication.
Yeah, like, well, the big thing on that was Duke Shelley was sent on the blitz, so that's one less cornerback in the backfield, and yeah, it was the linebacker that ended up getting matched up with one of the fastest players on the Packers, and it's not even the Bears' fastest linebacker as Roquan Smith. You talked injuries. Roquan Smith went out early and never returned with an elbow injury.
Yeah.
Well, let's thank the good Lord that Montgomery injury looked way worse than it actually ended up being. I thought he was done.
I had a near heart attack.
They showed the replay, and I was like, oh, no. No, no, no. That's not good.
Because my first thinking and what I was afraid of, because, you know, we talk about this a lot, if Montgomery got hurt that game, we would have saw a whole lot of Cordell Patterson in the backfield.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of that.
Unfortunately.
So but I'm really glad Montgomery is okay.
I was actually surprised they brought in Pierce for one play. Didn't go anywhere, but they brought him in for one play. I'd say the biggest takeaway from yesterday for me was just the failure to convert, whether it be turnovers or third downs, just that failure and inadequate ability to convert into touchdowns. Because if you're playing a team like the Packers, field goals aren't going to do it.
Well, just the amount of times that they got in the red zone and they had to settle for field goals, or even with that that fumble from the punt, that set him up really nicely after not having a great offensive drive. And that's where you should have, like, gotten that motive and scored, like, gotten the end zone. But they've just been settling for field goals too much in the thing. I saw a tweet, and it was very accurate. You can't beat Aaron Rodgers with field goals. So.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And once again, way too much time for Aaron Rodgers last night. Wasn't getting near enough pressure on him. And when they did try to bring pressure, picked him apart and was throwing his one-on-one coverage being the way it is.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't take advantage with, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Bacardi, Barakti, their offensive lineman that tore his ACL.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't were able to take advantage of that and be able to get to Aaron Rodgers more, because he's a key player on the O-line. But, yeah, that was a little bit of – I was a little disappointed in that.
Yeah, they only got to him for one sack, and that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are the issues going into the playoffs now that they're going to have to address, because they're going up against another team that, guess what, field goals aren't going to cut it.
Yeah, and that team is the New Orleans Saints. Let's talk a little bit about that game coming up. They are going to the Superdome. The Saints don't lose often at home, and they have Drew Brees. They're hoping to have Michael Thomas back. They shut him down for the regular season for this moment, so he'd be back for the playoffs. Kamara, though, and, well, all the rest of the running backs should be back. They were contact tracing is why they missed this past week. But Kamara did test positive for COVID, so he'll probably be a late decision, a game-time decision. But that team's still dangerous even without Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, with Drew Brees back, he's just a scary player. He's like he's just like the typical old quarterback that just doesn't age. He's just playing so well. But this is going to be a tough game.
I would say your X factor is probably going to be Tyson Hill. I think he could potentially, especially if Kamara's not good to go, he could end up being that key running back that they're going to look to, or key out of the backfield receiver to make things happen. So let's hope Roquan's back.
Yeah, we're going to need him back. He's a key player on our defense and that linebacker core.
Yeah,
he's easily the linebacker leader. So I'm really hoping that he'll be all right and be back Sunday.
Yeah, Roquan Smith and Jalen Johnson as well in the backfield.
Yeah.
And then another one, Darnell Mooney went out late in that game. He was the top receiver for the Bears this past week, and they've looked good as the Packers targeted Allen Robinson. They had to find another option. Mooney was that option, so hopefully his injury isn't too serious as well, because the Bears will need all the weapons they can have.
Absolutely. And I loved how Mooney played in yesterday's game. I just love that. I was really happy that he was able to get the ball a lot. He had, like, well over 10 targets and receptions. But, yeah, it's like all these key players that we need. We just need them healthy for Sunday.
And don't forget, boys, it's on Nickelodeon, so you know it's going to be a good time.
I forgot about that. I don't even want to ask. I'm so confused why Nickelodeon is airing.
I have no idea, but I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And they picked the Bears-Saints game to do Nickelodeon. That's awesome.
That's right.
They're going to have a penalty. It's going to be like slime.
That's right. If you did not hear, kickoff for that game is at 3:40 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, and it will be broadcast on CBS, Amazon Prime, and, like we said, Nickelodeon. And that will wrap up our Bears talk for today. Coming up, the Bulls head out on a four-game road trip, missing four players. Can they get themselves up over 500 on this long road trip? Let us know what you think and find out our thoughts here on Blow the Whistle.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Enter the world of a spy by bringing your friends to Safe House in Chicago. Safe House is a spy-themed bar and restaurant that is a perfect combination of interactive entertainment and great food. Just enter through the red door and whisper the password to the agent, and your mission begins. If you don't know the password, just complete a fun clearance test to prove you and your friends are not double agents. Safe House is not just about the adventure, though. The food is great, too. Be sure to try my favorite, the Mission Impossible Burger. It's a double bacon cheeseburger topped with onion rings and covered in a spicy ranch and jalapeno relish. Go to Safe House for the chance to follow the footsteps of your favorite spy. For more information, go to safehousechicago.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
High School Sports is here, and SportsOnChicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois.
From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsOnChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live.
SportsOnChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights
in a league of our own.
Daddy, when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. About what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national champion?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete are 1 in 16,000. Far-fetched? Maybe. But did you know the odds of a child being diagnosed with autism are 1 in 166? That's right, 1 in 166. To learn the signs of autism, go to AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Take that exit and get to the Southern Cafe, home of the Nasty Biscuit on Roselle Road in Roselle. Get over there and try the chicken fried chicken biscuit made with the Southern Cafe's house-made drop biscuit with buttermilk chicken fried chicken smothered in country gravy, topped with shredded cheddar and crumbled hickory smoked bacon. I always say that when you go to the Southern Cafe, you come out with two meals with a heaping amounts of food they serve you in every meal. I love to go to a place with outdoor seating. The Southern Cafe has a great outdoor seating area to help social distance, and I get to enjoy my breakfast outdoors. Open 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. to give you plenty of time to grab an amazing breakfast or lunch. Now get your butt over to the Southern Cafe on Roselle Road.
At the football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. He screams, "How's this for a halftime show?" Jim streaks the field.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Hey guys, let me tell you about this amazing podcast I listen to every Monday to get my week started off on a positive note, called Monday Motivation with Hannah B, aka Skittles. We call her Skittles because she is so positive. Her topics include staying positive during COVID-19, coping with stress, spreading kindness, hard work pays off, and self-acceptance, plus so much more. It's available on radio.com and Spotify. Make sure to listen as it will leave you feeling nothing but positive vibes.
I got started at IMS here as an instructor a couple years back after I had heard a couple of people I worked with were also instructors here. I'm always here if you need help with developing what you're passionate about. And that's what most people come here for. They have a passion. They want to do something. They want to do radio play-by-play. They want to do sports talk. They want to do updates, whatever it may be. My name is Fred Huebner. I work at ESPN 1000 as a host and sports anchor, and I am IMS.
It's Zach LaVine who meanders into the lane to find his spot and knock down a fadeaway to start the scoring. Zach off the shot fake finds his way to the rim and has all four for the Bulls so far. Zach to the rim for an easy soft two. He has six. Zach once again for two. He has 8 of the 10 for the Bulls. Zach LaVine trying to match him and does. That was pure. Zach, stop and start. Dangled it on the rim and threw once again. Zach right down the middle of the lane. He is in attack mode all night long. Zach thought about boiling into the three. Now he does and cashes in. Zach going to town. Found his spot again. Yes, sir.
That's a career high first quarter points for Zach LaVine right there.
We are back on Blow the Whistle. That was Adam Amin with the call of those Bulls highlights. And like you guys heard, Zach LaVine practically took over that game.
Oh, absolutely. 39 points. And then Coby White was a big help as well. They combined for 62 points. So that was a great win, 118 to 108 against the Mavericks. Even though the Mavs did not have Luka Doncic.
Don't downplay the win, man. Don't downplay the win. A win is a win is a win, brother.
A win is a win. Absolutely. No, a win is a win. I'm glad they have a win. They're actually sitting at 3-4 right now after beating the Wizards twice in that little series. And overall, I honestly, guys, I think they listen to our radio show.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time. Wouldn't be the first time somebody famous listened to our radio show. What up, Nagy? But yeah, LaVine looked phenomenal last night. They look like they're getting a little more cohesive and feeling a little more comfortable with each other. And I think the more that happens and the more they get comfortable with Donovan and his game plans and how he wants to run things, the better they're going to get.
Yeah, this is still a work in progress. I mean, with Donovan as a new head coach, it's still beginning the season. They've only played 7 games. But the offense is looking good. Like, everyone's putting up points, as you can see. And obviously, from what I said before, the Coby White, Zach LaVine duo, every time they play well, at least those two guys, the Bulls come out with a win. So they come out, they're looking really good offensively. They still need to work on finishing every game defensively. If you guys saw the first game against the Wizards, they were up by like 15 plus points in the fourth quarter with like 3 minutes left, and then they let the Wizards come back and only was down by 8. So, yeah, you got the win in the bag, but you just got to play 4 quarters straight of defense. You can't let the other team come back, you know?
I agree with that, absolutely.
Exactly. And one thing I've noticed, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and a big part of this game was Zach LaVine went off in the first half, but then it was Coby White who went off in the second half to kind of keep the Bulls going as Zach LaVine, they started to target him, and he started to fade away a little bit.
Yeah, and that's what I like to see is that, like, as we know that Zach LaVine is the leader of his team, number one scorer, but it is nice that Coby White is definitely taking that number two spot of the top player on the team and doing his part in making sure the team is performing as well as they are. So I'm glad to see growth in White.
Now, is Markkanen still out?
Yes.
Yeah, he's actually, him and 3 other players are out with COVID. Him, Satoransky, Hutchison, and Archie DiNacono. So they will not be playing as of now, I'm assuming not, against tomorrow night.
There's another key scorer that's out, but look at him go without him in there. So once he comes back, hopefully it'll just pick up even more.
Yeah, from what I heard, it could change, but as far as I know, none of them will be going on this 4-game road trip.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. Which, yeah, with Lowry playing as well as he has this season, which I said from the beginning was a little bit of a surprise to me, not going to lie. But him not being against the Blazers is going to be tough because you're going up against a better team than the Mavs are with Lillard and McCollum. They're just doing what they usually do. They lighten up. But, yeah, there'll be a huge loss with those guys. What I've noticed is that a rookie, Patrick Williams, he needs to find his consistency. Like, they've been giving him the minutes, but there's some games that he'll put up at least 15 plus points, or he'll put up maybe like 6 points. So he's a rookie. It's his rookie season. But I mean, I think he'll find his consistency. What I've noted, what I thought it was good, is that Donovan has been playing him like a lot through the game to give him his minutes. Because I was watching the Bulls and Bucks game, and that was an atrocious game. But at towards the end, they were putting all the backups in, and he was still putting Williams in because obviously he sees that Williams has got potential. And so I was just glad to see that he's getting more reps than just kind of getting pulled out, because we know what the other players can do. But, like, we still need to see more out of Patrick Williams. What do you guys think?
I would say you're probably spot on with the inconsistency. It is his rookie season. He's still getting familiar with the upper echelon talent that he's going to be dealing with on a day-in and day-out basis. I mean, this isn't a Florida State versus Hofstra kind of scenario
right.
where, you know, you can and you got to remember, he was still the sixth man as a freshman on that Florida State team. So he probably wasn't seeing the minutes that he's even seeing now with the Bulls. So
being said,
the more familiar and the more reps that he gets in, I think the more comfortable he'll get and the better he'll get. And his defense, from what I've seen, has been spot on no matter what. So that's a positive sign as well.
Oh, yeah. No, his defense is – that's what I've been looking more into. Like, I know he's not scoring as much, but that he's just kind of – his play style, he's an all-around. He plays both sides, and he plays well on defense that he's been doing now. Because, like what you said about he's not playing – like, he's playing a lot more minutes. This, I'm looking. He's averaging at least 20 to 25 minutes a game. So that's solid minutes throughout the whole game that he's playing. Unlike I saw they had in last night's game, they had Kobe White play for 40 minutes, which I'm really hoping they're not going to do what I'm going blank on his name. Thibodeau did with Butler.
Yeah.
Freaking wear the guy out. But we got the Blazers next. As we know, we still got those four guys that are out for COVID. And in this game, I want to see more of that LaVine and White connection, because it's just, it's fun watching them, those two play, just lighting it up and put up as many points as they did together.
Would you take a split on the 4-game road trip, a 2-2 record coming out of that road trip?
Yeah, I can see it. This is gonna, I mean, it's going to be a tough game up against the Blazers. They're 3-3, but I could see it like being split. I don't see. I forgot. I didn't even look to see who they play after the trip.
Yeah, I think a split would be a win for them, because they have to play, like you said, they play Portland up first, and then they go to Sacramento. But then they have both LA teams. They have the Lakers and the Clippers. So if they can split on this road trip, I'd say that's a win for the Bulls.
The Lakers, though, that's going to be a tough series. The Clippers have been falling apart this year, so I think they have a good chance against the Clippers.
Inconsistency, yeah, for sure. It depends on what team shows up, that's for sure.
Definitely.
But the biggest thing they need is that they need to play four quarters of defense throughout the whole game, because they can't let the teams come back and get close. They just need to play. I mean, overall, this whole season, they still need to work on their defense a lot better. But as long as they can play four quarters straight of just solid defense, they can be a really good team, because they got it offensively. They're scoring, and they're putting up good numbers. And it's just, we still need to work on defense. Still that issue that we've been dealing with last year.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you guys think about what the Bulls doing in these next few games?
Yeah, like I said, I think a split would be a good goal for them that would keep them under 500 coming out. But I think that it is realistic that they could lose three or four, or possibly even all four. So I think a split would be a win for this team.
I don't disagree with that at all, especially with who they're playing. If they could pull off either a win against Portland or the Clippers, or to be quite honest, even the Lakers. I'm still not convinced the Lakers are what they were last year yet. So we'll have to wait and see.
That's all we can do. Just hope for the best.
Exactly. So hopefully they can get at least a couple wins out of this one. And as everyone knows, this is our first show in a full week, so I'm sure everyone has had at least one moment during this last week that had them saying, "You're killing me, Smalls." And of course, we want to know what those moments were for you. Let us know on Twitter at LowTWhistle1 or on our Facebook page what the "Killing Me, Smalls" moment was for you in this last week. But before we get into our choices, let's first get a sports update.
Back to your home for sports, SportsTownChicago.com. Scoreboard update.
It's Brandon with your SportsTownChicago.com update, powered by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com. Zach LaVine scored 39 points and Kobe White added 23 of his own as Bulls beat Mavericks last night 118-108. They won despite missing four players, including starter Lauri Markkanen, due to NBA's health and safety protocols. Bulls' next game is tomorrow night at Trailblazers as they begin a four-game West Coast road trip. NFL Bulls sneak into the expanded playoffs as 7th seed despite losing to Packers yesterday 35-16. Bulls will open postseason in New Orleans as they take on Saints next Sunday. In college basketball, number 16 Michigan beat number 19 Northwestern 85-66. Western Illinois lost to North Dakota State 78-67, and Southern Illinois lost to Drake 73-55. Those two play again tonight at 6 p.m. And NCAA announced today that March Madness is coming to Indiana. Indiana will host the entire 2021 tournament, with a majority of games taking place in Indianapolis. And this has been your SportsTownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com. That is right. It is time to voice our grievances with our one moment from the week that had us saying, "You're killing me, Smalls." And today, let's start our segment off with Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Putting you on the spot.
So, I'm not going to lie. With having COVID, I've been able to watch a lot of sports this weekend, and there's a lot of "You're killing me, Smalls" moments. But this one, I just found too funny. So, Wisconsin Badgers, they win the Duke Mayo Bowl. Congrats to them. They go in the locker. You guys go in the locker room, celebrate. You break the trophy. So you don't even have the trophy for at least 30 minutes. But the best part, they duct tape a bottle of mayonnaise to the trophy. So Wisconsin, congrats on the win. But breaking the trophy and putting mayonnaise on it.
Killing me, Smalls!
And David.
Oh, Doug Peterson. You are never, ever going to be able to walk down the streets of New York City ever again for pulling Jalen Hurt last night in that game when the Eagles were potentially going to be able to win that, and then you pull Jalen Hurt and don't give the Eagles a prayer to win. So for that, and for all my New York Giants fans out there, Doug Peterson,
you're killing me, Smalls.
That's right. And for my "Killing Me, Smalls" moment, it's going back a little earlier in the week. If you heard, the Cubs traded ace pitcher Yu Darvish and backup catcher Victor Caratini. I wasn't so upset with the trade. I figured a trade like that would come, but the return that they got to give up a guy who just finished second in the Cy Young, plus a serviceable catcher as well, and only get, they got four prospects, but none of them ranked in the top 10 in the Padres system, while the Padres have a loaded farm system. So the fact that they couldn't get any of the top guys from the Padres, for that reason, Jed Hoyer and the Yu Darvish trade.
You're killing me, Smalls!
And that is our Killing Me Small segment for today. It is great to be back after a full week so that we could, in fact, have this segment. But it is time for us now to move on. College bowl games were on all last week, and we will get you up to speed on what happened and give you our takeaways from the different games. And if you have any good takeaways or thoughts on what you saw last week, let us know by contacting us on Twitter at BlowTWhistle1 or on our Blow the Whistle Facebook page. We always love to hear what you guys think. And, of course, we will give you our thoughts as well here on Blow the Whistle.
High School Sports is here, and SportsOnChicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois.
From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsOnChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live.
SportsOnChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights
in a league of our own.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach her.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me, and I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but
saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It wouldn't be high school sports without the athletes, the fans, but it also wouldn't be high school sports without the officials. The IHSA is looking for officials in all sports. Officiating is a great way to stay involved with the sport you love. Above all, it's a great way to do something positive for your community. To learn how you can get involved and become a licensed IHSA official, call 309-663-6377. That's 309-663-6377. Or visit us on the web at ihsa.org.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Quick throw, here is Devontae Smith, goodbye, farewell, touchdown, play fake by Jones, has a man wide open, Jaleel Billingsley, another Bama touchdown, take to Najee Harris, and the quick strike to Devontae Smith, and he is in for a touchdown, and Jones takes it to Najee Harris, lost one down the middle, and what a catch. By Devontae Smith. Design roll to the right on first and goal, and he throws to the pylon, and it is caught for another touchdown by Devontae Smith.
He opened the pocket, fires for the end zone, into traffic, caught for a touchdown by Luke Farrell. Drops back, there's a man wide open, it's Rutgers. Two touchdowns for the Buckeyes tight ends tonight.
Fields on the run, launches for the end zone. It's Olave. He's got a touchdown, Ohio State.
You just heard Sean McDonough and Chris Fowler on those calls, and what a great semifinals we had this year in college football playoffs, especially that Clemson-Ohio State game in particular. But I actually want to start with the other game, with Alabama and Notre Dame.
I knew that game was over when Najee Harris decided to hurdle a human being and continue to run down the field. I went, oh, Notre Dame is so athletically outclassed in this game. And I'm going to be the first one to say right here, I think Devontae Smith has solidified that he should win the Heisman. If he doesn't, it will be a crying shame.
Yeah, after that, he definitely deserves – after that performance, he definitely deserves to get to win the Heisman. He played phenomenal. But that game, yeah, after the first quarter, I knew – I'm not going to lie, the score was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. But after that first quarter, just Bama just offensively running down the field and that Najee Harris hurdle, I just knew Notre Dame had no chance.
Yeah, and Alabama opened up as a 19.5-point favorite. Notre Dame only lost by 17. Can they look at that as some sort of victory? They weren't even supposed to hang close with them, and 17 points isn't really close. But can, if you're Notre Dame, can you be happy about how you performed in this game?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You are supposed to be one of the premier college football franchises of all time. So me telling that coming Notre Dame coming into this game should have had a little more oomph. They came out flat. You could tell that Alabama was out to prove a point that they were the best team in the country, and Notre Dame did not belong. And boy, did they ever, because there was never a doubt that Alabama had that game in hand at any moment.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, no, Notre Dame, they should have came in this game proven, because we've had years before where Notre Dame gets ranked high and they don't, are really not a true good team. But this season they proved themselves that they were able to make it in the top four. So they should have came in like firing of just wanting, like, to prove themselves. But they just did not look like that at all. And I don't care if it's Alabama. Alabama, yeah, Alabama's a phenomenal team. But that was just a poor performance by Notre Dame.
Yes, and Notre Dame, with that loss, now still has not won a college football playoff game or a BCS championship game in the 21st century, which for a school that proud, that is definitely a big, big blow to their ego.
Absolutely.
I don't disagree at all. My personal opinion is, and it might be somewhat biased, but Notre Dame is always overrated every single year.
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
Yeah, and especially for a team that, for the most part, prides themselves on defense, to give up 30-plus in back-to-back games, being the Clemson game in the ACC championship and then to Alabama. Obviously, these are premier schools. They are both in the college football playoff, highly ranked schools. But still, Notre Dame considers themselves a premier school as well, so to give up 30-plus like that in both of those games, back-to-back weeks, that's definitely a huge blow to a team that prides themselves on their defensive abilities.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. If they want to keep themselves looking as contenders, they should stay in the ACC.
Yeah, that is definitely an option and something that Notre Dame should at least consider. And so let's actually talk about that a little bit. Do you guys think Notre Dame will stay in the ACC? Well, first, do you think they should? And then do you think they will?
If they want to prove themselves to be like a good football team, they should stay in the ACC, because the conference they were in before, that doesn't prove nothing. So they should definitely, if they want to prove themselves, they should stay in the ACC. It might not be a pretty season because you're going up against the big teams, but if you want to prove yourself and throw it out there, I think they should just stay in there if they want to prove themselves as being the Notre Dame team as they say they are.
My opinion is, should they stay in the ACC? Absolutely. I agree with Tyler. And the only way that you're going to prove that you're an elite program is playing against other elite programs and proving that you are worthy of that elite status. Will it happen? Absolutely not. Notre Dame, and it all comes down to the almighty dollar. Notre Dame makes way too much money as an independent with their own broadcast through NBC. I don't ever see them giving that up unless they tank and have seasons, repeated seasons, where they have losing records. Then they might think about it. But other than that, no. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I agree that it would be nice to see them go in. That way they can try to prove themselves. But like David said, it all comes down to money, and Notre Dame makes a lot as an independent, and being able to choose where they go and play, they basically get to handpick their schedule with, as long as the opposing team agrees to play them. And so they can kind of manufacture a schedule. It doesn't always work because of strength of schedule for the college football rankings, but the fact that they can go through and not have to constantly get embarrassed by some of these better programs, I don't think Notre Dame's ready to accept the fact that they're not Clemson or Alabama quite yet.
Yeah, no, totally I agree. Totally agree.
Absolutely.
Now we're moving on to the Sugar Bowl. That was Ohio State and Clemson. And what a game that was. Justin Fields, come on.
That was a big clap.
Go ahead, Tyler. I've got huge thoughts.
That was just a big slap in the face to Dabo Sweeney. Dabo for that could have been a you're killing me fault. Dabo ranking Ohio State at 11 in his 25 bowl and just totally getting knocked out by Ohio State. But no, go ahead, David.
Here's the thing, and I said this when we talked about it last Monday. That running game for Ohio State has opened up so much other things that he can do, Justin Fields-wise, that now the play action pass is coming into effect, and you saw what he could do with the play action pass and being able to have some time to throw the ball and be accurate. And I think, Tyler, didn't you say at one point he had more touchdowns than incompletions?
Yeah, he had. It was like at the end of the third quarter, he had 5 touchdowns and only 4 incompletions.
Yeah, and he ended the game with the same amount. He ended 22 of 28 with 6 incompletions with 6 touchdowns. So
those are ridiculous numbers. And anyone that was questioning him coming out of the Northwestern game, listen, here's the thing. I don't think that Northwestern gets enough credit for their defense being as great as they are. But at the same time, everybody's allowed to have that off game, and maybe that was just Justin. He was pushing and trying to make things happen a little too much. He learned from it. He came back, and look out. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to say who I think is going to win, but this Alabama-Ohio State game is going to be a barn burner.
Oh, yeah. And Trevor Lawrence, he still didn't have a bad game at all in that game. It was just the offense was not being able to convert. So what I'm thinking is this game, did that game push Justin Fields above Trevor Lawrence in the draft? What do you guys?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think.
Absolutely not.
I don't think it'll push. I don't think anything that could have happened, except maybe an injury, would have knocked Trevor Lawrence out of that top spot. I do think that it could. I was just going to say, I do think that it could make, for a question I had heard, Zach Wilson, or maybe they go offensive line in the 2 spot for the Jets. I do think that it makes them go circle back to, hey, this Justin Fields kid is pretty darn good. He could be an impact player for us as well.
My personal opinion is, I think the Jets are going to trade down. I think the Jets are going to stick with Sam Darnold. Darnold's been playing really well over the last, 4 to 5 games that he came back off of whatever injury that he had. And I wouldn't be shocked to see a team trade up, give up a little bit of the farm for Justin Fields. And I'm going to almost say I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
The interesting thing, I saw a mock draft, and David, I was talking to you about this because this is
Don't bring it up because I don't know.
I'm going to say it. This is going to be totally on you. I saw a mock draft that Atlanta trades up to the number 2 pick and picks Justin Fields. And you gave me some words on that. What did you think about that?
I don't like it. I don't think he fits. Well, let me say this. I don't think he fits the system that is there right now. It all depends on what coach and GM they hire to see where that go. If it's a guy, my hope is I'd like to see them entice the head coach from Oklahoma to come there and be their head coach. That would be my choice. I don't foresee that happening. But the other big one that I've heard is Jacksonville has already offered Urban Meyer a contract, and it's up to him on whether or not he wants to coach the Jaguars next year. And in my opinion, number 1 draft pick, and you have Trevor Lawrence at that number 1 pick, yes, please, I'll be the head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's just setting him up really well. Urban Meyer is a great coach. He was great when he was with Ohio State. And
shut your mouth.
I hate Ohio State, okay? So, everyone in the Big Ten hates Ohio State. But, no, that would set him up really nicely with Urban Meyer getting Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is easily the best quarterback in this year's draft. But that would be interesting. I would not complain seeing that.
Yeah, he's already calling around to some assistant coaches to see if they're interested. So there's some interest there. We'll just have to wait and see.
Big moves about to happen, possibly.
Yeah, definitely. Big moves coming up. And that is, unfortunately, all the time we have for today. We will definitely preview the national title game a little more in upcoming shows, and as well as give our picks, of course, for that and future NFL playoff games. Thank you to everyone who listened in today for our first show of 2021. And Tyler, could you please give everyone one more time what is our, where they could find us on social media?
Yes, sir. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at BlowTWhistle1. That is BLOWTWHISTLE 1. Give us a follow and please send us your Killing Me Smalls moments, because you guys know this is our favorite segment.
Yes, definitely send Absolutely. Those in. Again, we would like to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. We had a great time. Hope you did too. Our next show is this Friday at 2 p.m. That's right. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a Friday show, but we are back to our normal Monday and Friday schedule. We hope everyone is having a great start to the new year, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday at 2. Again, I'm Brandon Januska alongside
David Dykstra.
And Tyler Buterbach.
And this was Blow the Whistle on SportstownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Enter the world of a spy by bringing your friends to Safe House in Chicago. Safe House is a spy-themed bar and restaurant that is a perfect combination of interactive entertainment and great food. Just enter through the red door and whisper the password to the agent, and your mission begins. If you don't know the password, just complete a fun clearance test to prove you and your friends are not double agents. Safe House is not just about the adventure, though. The food is great, too. Be sure to try my favorite, the Mission Impossible Burger. It's a double bacon cheeseburger topped with onion rings and covered in a spicy ranch and jalapeno relish. Go to Safe House for the chance to follow the footsteps of your favorite spy. For more information, go to SafeHouseChicago.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
High school sports is here, and SportsOnChicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois. From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsOnChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live. SportsOnChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in the league of our own.
Daddy, when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. About what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete are 1 in 16,000. Far-fetched? Maybe. But did you know the odds of a child being diagnosed with autism are 1 in 166? That's right, 1 in 166. To learn the signs of autism, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Take that exit and get to the Southern Cafe, home of the Nasty Biscuit on Roselle Road in Roselle. Get over there and try the chicken fried chicken biscuit made with the Southern Cafe's house-made drop biscuit with buttermilk chicken fried chicken smothered in country gravy, topped with shredded cheddar and crumbled hickory smoked bacon. I always say that when you go to the Southern Cafe, you come out with two meals with the heaping amounts of food they serve you in every meal. I love to go to a place with outdoor seating. The Southern Cafe has a great outdoor seating area to help social distance, and I get to enjoy my breakfast outdoors. Open 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. to give you plenty of time to grab an amazing breakfast or lunch. Now get your butt over to the Southern Cafe on Roselle Road.
At the football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. He screams, "How's this for a halftime show?" Jim streaks the field. It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
but you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NOATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Hey guys, let me tell you about this amazing podcast I listen to every Monday to get my week started off on a positive note, called Monday Motivation with Hannah B, aka Skittles. We call her Skittles because she is so positive. Her topics include staying positive during COVID-19, coping with stress, spreading kindness, hard work pays off, and self-acceptance, plus so much more. It's available on radio.com and Spotify. Make sure to listen as it will leave you feeling nothing but positive vibes.
I got started at IMS here as an instructor a couple years back after I had heard a couple of people I worked with were also instructors here. I'm always here if you need help with developing your what you're passionate about. And that's what most people come here for. They have a passion. They want to do something. They want to do radio play-by-play. They want to do sports talk. They want to do updates, whatever it may be. My name is Fred Huebner. I work at ESPN 1000 as a host and sports anchor, and I am IMS.